So here now, the summary of chapter 5. We've looked at the advantages and disadvantages of self-help as a dispute resolution process. And we talked about three examples. Example 5-5 illustrates the facts that self-help may not necessarily solve the entire dispute. Example 5-5 also dealt with the deficiency that remains after an item is repossessed and resold. Self-help pertained to the repossession, but not to the deficiency that we've seen in example 5-6, which illustrate that self-help is more immediate than seeking a judgment through litigation and then executing on the judgment. Self-help may also trim the transaction costs. So you see the pros and cons, so you have to act and right away in under the self-help. In sample 5-7, we explore whether the exercise of self-help is entirely private. You've noticed the case can go to court. It can go other venues should one party find that there are some violations or not too happy with how the process is executed.